This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. A former lobbyist is pleading guilty in a multi-million dollar scheme to bribe Arkansas lawmakers and embezzle from a Missouri-based nonprofit where he also worked. Federal prosecutors in Missouri say Rusty Cranford of Rogers admitted yesterday to paying bribes to former State Senator John Woods, former State Representative Henry Wilkins IV, and an Arkansas state lawmaker referred to as only Senator A. Yesterday, Governor Asa Hutchinson responded to speculation that the unnamed legislator could be his nephew, State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson.
For whatever reason, they chose not to put a name in there. So if they chose not to put a name in there, why should I choose to put a name in there? I've made a statement that these are allegations that are profoundly serious, undermine public confidence, and I take everything in there very, with great concern.
Prosecutors say in exchange for bribes, officials steered public money to the nonprofit and other Cranford clients, requested legislative audits, and backed favorable legislation. Cranford faces up to 10 years in prison. Woods has been convicted, and Wilkins has entered guilty pleas in connection with the scheme. Both of the former legislators still await sentencing in Arkansas. The Arkansas Lottery is reporting continued strong sales. The numbers for May show total sales for that month at more than $40 million, with net proceeds for May at just over $8 million. Lottery officials say the games have now raised almost $768 million for in-state scholarships. For the year to date, lottery sales in 2018 are up 12.5% compared with the first 5 months of last year. The University of Arkansas will host the three finalists for the position of Vice Provost for Research and Innovation beginning Monday. By June 21st, all three candidates will have been on campus to meet with the public and to hold public seminars and presentations. The eventual hire will lead the U of A's research and discovery mission that is one of the university's eight guiding priorities in its academic strategic plan. And the final step to the College World Series in Omaha for the Arkansas Razorback baseball team begins tomorrow in Fayetteville. Arkansas will host South Carolina for the best of three series. Game one is tomorrow evening at 5:30 at Baum Stadium. Game two, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Both of those games will be shown nationally. Tomorrow's game is scheduled to be on ESPN2, Saturday's contest on ESPN.